Parshas Mitzayra. The first pasuk starts off by Yadabra Hashem Amoshe Lemor, Zois Tia Torah HaMitzayra. This should be the laws about a Mitzayra. B'yom Toharosoi, the day he wants to become clean, for who for Ela Kayin? He should be brought to the Kayin. Now that it says V'hu V'ela Kayin, he should be brought to the Kayin, even though it's not true, like the next pasuk says, V'yotza HaKayin El Michutz LaMachaneh. The Kohen has to go outside the three machanos to see the Mitzayra in order to make him tor. So what does the pasuk before say, V'hu V'ela Kayin, he should be brought to the Kayin? So the Gemara in Megillah dashens from this to teach us, V'hu V'ela Kayin means that Malamed She'tumosei V'taharosei B'Kayin. That we learned before in Pasha Sazriya, that the Kohen is the one that makes the Mitzayra Tomei, and here it teaches us that this Tumah does not go off him unless he goes to a Kohen, and the Kohen is the one that makes him Tor. As it's Gzeras HaKosef, you can't become Tor, there's no cure for this Tumah of a Mitzayra, unless you go to a Kohen. The Kohen has to be the one to be Metahar you. Now we'll soon explain why do we need a Kohen to make the Tyra. Now again, the Pasuk Beis says that Zois Tia Teres HaMetzoro B'yoim Toharosoi, the day he wants to become Tor. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Megillah that says Melamed Shein Metairin Oisoi B'layla, the Kohen is not allowed to make him Tor at night time, only by day. That's why the Pasuk says B'yoim Toharosoi, by day and not by night. And then the beginning of the Pasuk says Zois Tia Teres HaMetzoro, this should be the Torah, the laws about a Mitzayra. So in the Gemara Erchin, on the Avtez Vav HaMabez, it says that Omer HaShlokish, Mai Dichsiv Zois Tia Teres HaMitzayra. Why does the Pasuk say Teres HaMitzayra? So he dashins Zois Tia Terosoi Shel Moitzi Shemra. In other words, the word Mitzayra really comes from Moitzi Shemra, he spoke bad things. In other words, for Lashon Hara and for Rechilis. That's why you became a Mitzayra, because you were a person that spoke Lashon Hara and Rechilus on other people. And Hu Adin Chazal Dashin from the Pasuk in Kehelis, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, that says, Al titein es picho, lachati es besarecha. Hey, don't let your mouth cause harm to your bosa, to your flesh. And Chazal Dashin, this goes on, Tumas of a Mitzayra. That because you spoke Lashon Hara, because you did a chet with your mouth, that causes that lachti es besarecha, your boss or your flesh will get a bad punishment, you will become a Mitzayra. And Hu Adin, the Medrash also dashens from the Pasuk that Moves v'chayim biyad loshen, that hakol toli b'loshen, that death and life is totally in your tongue, how you talk. If you are zocho l'chayim, zocho l'chayim, loy zocho l'misa. If you talk good, you deserve chayim life, and if you talk bad, you deserve misa death. That means osak adam b'torah. If a person learns Torah, he uses his mouth, his koyach of talking, for the right thing to do good, is zoch lechayim. He deserves to live. Via Torah shenikras eitz chayim, shenemar eitz chayim hilamachazikim bo. That if a person talks good, uses his mouth for learning Torah, for that he deserves to have life. And hu adin, learning Torah is also refuah for lashon hara. That if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, the Eitz of the Refu is to learn Torah. And that's also what the Gemara in Erechin says on Daf Tez Vav Amabez. That the other Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Choma Rabbi Chanina, Mai Takinosoi Shel Mesapre Lashon Hara. How do we help out a person that spoke Lashon Hara? How do we fix him up? The Gemara says, Im Talmud Chochem Hu Yasik Batorah. If he's a Talmud Chochem, if he could learn Torah, the best thing for him to do is let him learn Torah now. Shenema the Pasuk says, Marpe Loshen Eitz Chaim. V'yein Loshen El Loshen Hora. So we learn that Torah, the Eitz Chaim, he is Marape on the Chet of Loshen Hora. So therefore, if you do learn Torah, it gives you Chaim. Mashenken Im Loi Zocha, if you spoke Loshen Hora, then Fakert, you deserve Misa, death. And the Medrash says that Shekosha Loshen Hora Meshvich Hasdomim. Lashon Hara is worse than killing somebody. Shekomi shorig en horig ela nefesh achas. If you kill somebody, you're only killing one person. Avol ha mesape Lashon Hara. If somebody speaks bad about somebody else, horig gimel. You are killing three people. You are killing the person you're talking about. you are killing the person that receives, listens to you, and you yourself that are saying the Lashon Hara also deserves a Misa. And we learned it out from Doig HaDoimi that spoke Lashon Hara Al Achimelech, Ben Achitov, and he was killed. All three of them deserved a Misa over there. So we learn out that Lashon Hara is worse than Shvichas Damin. And Hu Adin, the Gemara in Erchon also says like that, that there the Gemara says, Tonet Deveri Abi Shmuel, Kol HaMesapir Lashon Hara, whoever speaks bad upon somebody else, is Magdal Avoinois, Kineget Sholosh Averis. His Averis are as great, or even greater, than the three great Averis, of Avoides Kechovim, V'Gilu Arroyis, U'Shvichas Domin. That Lashon Hara is worse than killing somebody, worse than the Averis of Gilu Arroyis, and worse than the inyan of Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara brings down Psukim for all these limudim. And this is also good, where we always know that the Gemara says, a Metzorah is Doima Kameis. A Metzorah is one of the four people that are Doima like a mace, like a dead person. And that's very good, that we're saying now, somebody that speaks Lashon Hara, for that chet from Moitzi Shemra, you become a Metzorah, and because of the chet of Lashon Hara, you deserve to have Misa. So a Metzorah is like a mace, that is the punishment for speaking Lashon Hara, is the Misa of being a Metzorah. But like we spoke out last week, that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a makil, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives an Einish, a punishment, to a Jew, the pshat is the punishment is only mainly to make us machz l'toiv, to make us do tshuva, to repent, to come back close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like here, for the chet of speaking Lashon Hara, you become a Metzorah. It's a terrible thing. You are put away out of the Shalosh Machnois, you go away from people, like we always say, because when you speak bad about somebody else, you make the people go away from him, so midi k'neged mida, you are put outside the three Machnois. But the Indian of Metzori is that we learn from it, that the person that becomes a Metzori, he has to realize he did something wrong, and now he wants to do tshuva, and because of the Metzoras, that makes him repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now he'll be forgiven for the chet that he did. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yisurim, gives us this punishment, it's the main purpose to make us do tshuva, and to become close back to Hashem, that the end of it should be for the good of us. And that's why in this parasha now, we'll soon see, when the Metzora wants to become Tor, like it says in Posik Avov, V'tzivo HaKoyin V'lokach Lamitaher Shtei Tziporim Chayis Toris, the Kohen has to take for him two live birds, the eighth eris, he has to take a piece of cedar wood, Oshni Solas, and a piece of wool dyed red, the Azov, and the Hisap he has to take. So Rashi explains, why do we need these four things for the Metzorah to become Tor? So Rashi says, why do we take Tziporim birds? So Rashi says, Lefi Shana Goyim Boyim Al Lashon Hara. Why does a person get this leprosy, this Negoyim? Because he spoke Lashon Hara. Shehu Maisa Pit Pute Dvorim. Lashon Hara means you're talking a lot, you're chirping, you're talking a lot. Lefikach, therefore, Hoskeku Letarosai Tziporim. Therefore, the Torah says the Metzorah, when he wants to become Tor, he has to bring birds. Shemefatfatin Tomid Betzifsav Koil. Because birds also are always chirping, always making noises. I have to remind you that the reason why you had this leprosy, this Tsaras, was because you spoke Lashon Hara. And then you have to bring the eighth Erez. So Rashi explains, why do you have to bring a piece of cedar wood, which is a very tall tree? There's another Anavera that causes to have Tsaras. And that's if a person has Gassas Ruach. He thinks a lot about himself. He's very, has a lot of haughtiness he has in him. So for this also, there's the Inyan of Tsaras. So we tell him to bring a cedar tree, a piece of cedar tree, to remind him that the reason why he had this Tsaras was because he was had too much gaiva, too much gasas ruach. And then we tell him to bring the Shnei Solas and the Ezev. So Rashi says, Mata kenosa v'yisrape, how do we help him out to get healed up? Is Yash bil atzmoi, let him lower himself, migavosoi, from his haughtiness. Kis Solas u'chezev, like this piece of wool, and like this hyssop. So this is like we were saying before, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Metzorah his punishment, it's only to teach him to do tshuva and come back and repent on what you did before. So your chet came, this einish came, because either you spoke Lashon Hara, or else you had this gasa seruach, So now when you become Torah, we want to make sure that you repent. We're showing this, that you spoke out like birds speak. You had this tallness, this haughtiness, like an eris. And the Eitzer is to be mashpal atzmai, to make yourself humble again, and stop talking to Lashon Hara, and then you become Torah. And then the Pesukim go on, that the way a Mitzvah becomes Torah is, that first we shecht one tzipor, the live tzipor, and we put the dam into a kli cheres, that has mayim chayim in it, and then we dip the eight eres, oshni talas, into this mixture of the blood and water, and then we spritz it, we put it onto the Mitzvah, seven times, and then it becomes Torah. And then we throw away the tzipor hachayi, the live bird, that we throw away. Then the Pasuk says, V'chibes ha-mitares begodav, he has to wash himself, wash his clothing, V'gilach has kol soroi, he has to cut off, shave off all his hair, then V'rochatz b'mayim, then he goes into the mikvah, V'tor, and then he becomes Tor. V'yacha yovei al-machane, then he comes into the machane, comes back to home, into his camp, V'yoshav michutz lo'oloi shivas yomin. Still he has to wait 7 days outside his tent, like Rashi says, that means he's also b'tash m'shamita. But it's interesting, the way a Mitzvah comes Torah, there are two things here. That first he has to go to the mikvah, and also we have to, the gilach as kol soroi. We have to cut off, shave off all his hair. And it's interesting, the chinuch here explains how come by all the people that are tamei, they have to go to the mikvah, the water is what makes them Torah. What does the water have to do with Torah? So he explains when a person goes to the mikvah, he has to feel as if, kilu nivram b'yaseshoh. When you're coming up out of the water, it's considered like now you are created. In other words, like you're starting life over again. Before you did an Avera, now you are repenting, and now you're starting over again. So he says, Kumay Shehoya Olam Kule Mayim Terem Heyes Bayodim. Just like before an Adam was created, the world was only made out of water. Kumay Shekosta Beruach Alekim Rachefes Apnei HaMoyim. So Yitin Alibe Bedimyon Ki Kumay Sheneschadesh Begufay Yechadesh Gam Kain Pulosif. That a person should think that just like now you went into the mikvah and you like came out to be somebody new, the same way you have to change over your actions. That even though before you did something wrong, but now you are repenting and now you want to become toiv, you want to be like the Yachshir myself, v'yadantek v'darchei Hashem baruch hu, and you want to now start to go on the right track and do the right things. So that's why the mayim is what's matir you. And that's the way the chinuch also explains the inyuy of Mitzrayim, we have to shave off all his hair. And then the hair starts growing new again. It's also to show him as if like today you're starting over a new life. And you have to be mechadish your new actions. Even though before your actions were bad, you were talking Lashon Hara before. You were acting, you had too much gasas ruach, too much haughtiness. Now you have to change over. And be mechadish myself the toiv, start over a new track, a new way of life. That's why now you have to shave off your hair, as if to say you're starting over again, it's going to be a new growth, new hair is growing in. Now you can start doing new actions, which are going to be good actions. Then the psukim go on to continue, how does the mitzvah become tahor? Pasuk Tes says, V'hoyah b'yom ha'shvi, the seventh day after he came back into the machne, is yigalach es kol soroi. He has to again shave off all his hair, as Roisha, Vieskonoi, Viesgabas, Enop. All his hair he has to shave off again. Then again, is Vechibes, as Begod of Rochas, as Pesor, Bamayan, Vitor. He has to go to the mikvah a second time. Then, Uvayim Hashmini, on the eighth day, is Yikach Shnei Chavosim. Now he starts to bring his kabonis. He has to bring two lambs, Tamimim, Vechab Soachas, and one female lamb. Bashanosa, 1 year old Tamima, who shloises roinim, serles mincha blula bashem and belug echot shomin. This is the kabonis and the menachis that he has to bring, 3 esroinim of flour, and a lug of shemin. And behemin hakoyin, hamitar reis ish hamitar, beoisim of neashem pesach oimoyid, belokach hakoyin has to keves oech the dikrovois aloshim, then he brings one animal, one lamb, is for korban oshim, the esloig hashomin, and with that he brings this lug of oil. And he makes a tnuf, he picks it up. And then in Pasuk Yudalit it says, another chiddush by a mitzvah is that v'lokach ha-koyen midam ha-oshem, now the koyen takes from the blood of the korban ha-oshem, v'nosan ha-koyen al tnuch oizen ha-mitar ha-yimonis. He has to put it on the right on the tip of the right ear of the Metzora, the Aboyin Yode Hayimonis, and on the thumb of his right hand, the Aboyin Ragla Hayimonis, and upon the great toe of his right foot. This is what he does with the blood from the Korban Oshem. And then also Posek Tezvov says, Belokach HaKoyin Miloig HaShomen, the Koyin has to take from this lug of oil, the Yotzak Al-Kaf HaKoyin HaSmolis, and he pours it onto the Koyin's left palm, V'tovel HaKoyin HaSetzboi HaYimonis, then the Koyin takes his right fingers and dips it into the oil, that's on his left palm, and also V'hizo Min HaShem and B'etzpo Sheva Pom L'fnei HaShem. He has to make Hazoy, spritz the oil in front of Hashem 7 times, and then Umiyeser Hashemin, from the leftover Shem that he has in his hands, is Yitin HaKoyin Al-Tunuf Oizna Mitar. Again, the Koyin has to put it on the right ear of the Mitzayra, V'yaboyin Yodeh HaYimonis, and on the right thumb, V'yaboyin Raglah HaYimonis, and the right great toe of the right foot. Al-Dam Hoshem. First he puts the blood of the Yoshim on these parts of the body, and then he puts from the lug of the leftover of the oil on these parts of the body. And then he finishes off with the other two korbanos that a Metzora has to bring, which is a korban chatis and a korban oila. So it comes out that a Metzora has these chedushim that he has to bring 3 korbanos. He has to bring a korban oshim, a korban oila, and a korban chatis. And also we have this chiddush that we have to put on his right thumb and his right foot and the right ear from the dam, the blood of the korban oshem, and from the extra leftover, the shemen, from this lug shemen that's brought for the mitzvah. Now the sefer Shemi Shmuel, he wants to explain how come a mitzvah has to bring these 3 different korbanos for his kapora. And he explains, like we learned before, that the Gemara in Erechin says that Lashon Hora is greater than the Aveiro of Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Now the question is, what, why? So he says, because the Chet of Avodah Zarah, that's a Chet of Machshava, in your thought. Like you thought to be Oved Avodah Zarah, to accept upon yourself a different God, that's called Avodah Zarah. That's an Aveiro of Machshava, you had the wrong thoughts. Gilui Arayos, that's the chet b'maisa. You do the avera, you have adultery. That's called the chet of gila rois. That's a chet of action of b'maisa. Now you have shvichas domin. That's an in-between type of a chet. Shvichas domin, killing somebody, that's the chet that you're taking away the chibur, the connection between a person's nefesh and his body. Now that's between a maisa and a machshava. So he says that's why always shvichas domin, when you kill somebody, even if you only choke him, and you don't spill any blood, still it's called Shvichas Domim. Because Shvichas Domim, spilling blood, really means you're dividing the connection between a person's soul and his guf. That's called Shvichas Domim. So that's between the Machshava and the Maisa. In other words, that the Nefesh is the Koyach of the Machshava, you think with your Nefesh, with your Neshama, and the guf, that's the Koyach of the Maisa. So Shvichas Domim is dividing this Chibur between the Neshama and the guf. And Lashon Hara also does all these 3 things. Like Lashon Hara is the chet in your machshava. You thought to do bad upon somebody. You thought to harm him. You actually spoke about him. You did a maisa. You did actions about him. And also is saying Lashon Hara is like killing somebody. It also takes away the chibur. It takes away the connection between the person's soul and his guf. So therefore you have to bring these 3 different korbanos. That we know the korban oila always comes for a tikkun of machshava. Oila always comes for hihurei halev. Therefore, for the chet of hero that you thought to do bad in your machshava, you have to bring the korban oila. The korban chatis, that always comes for an action, even if you do it b'shoigeg, the action alone, the chet, like the mashal of gila arois, you bring a korban chatis. Here also, for the action of the lashon hara, you have to bring the korban chatis. Now, the korban oshrim, he wants to say that's an in-between korban. That an oshrim is like here, his korban oshrim is in between the korban oil and the korban chatis. Shematin dobim sheba osham shava loilam. Because by this korban mitzvah, his osham, the matin dobim, the spritzing, the zrikas of the dam, has the same halacha like the korban oil. Shrei matin dobim sheba korban hu tikkun hanefesh. Because the matin dam, that's the tikkun of the nefesh, of the soul. So mele tovi hanefesh, the chaper la nefesh. Vi habosar, and the meat of the korban, That keneged the chilek of the maisa is nechlek a korban chatis. So this korban oshim has two parts to it. The zrikas adam is like the korban olam, which is al tamachshav with the thought of it, and the eating of the meat has the same look like a korban chatis that has to do with the actual action of the maisa. So this korban oshim is like mechaper on inyan that lashon hara has to do with shvichas damim. You're like separating the chibur, the connection between a nefesh and a guf. So that's why the Mitzvah has the chiyuv to bring these three types of korbanos. Then he goes on to explain the next chiddush we have here of the Mitzvah is that we have to have a spritzing of the dam ha'oshem and the lug that we put on their ears, on their toes, and on their thumbs. So the question is, why do we do this? The only other place in the Torah we find this is by the Kahanim, by the Bimluim of the Kahanim. When we were first mechanech the Kahanim to become a Kohen, we did this also. We were metar the Kahanim by putting also the dam on their toes and on their thumbs and on their ears. So what does the Mitzvah have to do with a Kohen? And he wants to explain that the reason why by Kahanim, when we were first mechanech, first to give them the Kedushas Kahanim, we had to do this type of an avodah of putting it on their ears, putting it on their thumbs, and putting it on their toes. And he wants to explain the pshat is, like the pasuk says, "V'yavdol Aaron lahagdishoi kodesh kadoshim." There's a pasuk in the Divrei Hayomim like this. So he says the pshat is that even though every Yisrael, every Yid, has kedusha as a pnim to him, but when they were mavdol Aaron, kahanim, from Klai Yisrael, we made them like the pnimiyos shepet pnimiyos. They became inner, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat for Nakayin. Like Klai Yisrael is like the chitzonim, the outside, and the kahanim, they're like the inside. They become more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we put it on the most outer parts of the body, on the toes, and on the thumbs, and on the ears. Those are the most outer part of the bodies. We want to even make like the outer part of the body to become like the pnim, to become closer to the inside, as if to say the kahanim now are coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why by the kahanim, by their chinuch, they had to put this avoid the dam on the three parts of the body. Now, by a mitzvah, it's also that way. By a mitzvah, we say he spoke Lashon Hara, and he was Mavdil Yisrael, whoever he spoke did about. People stood away from that person to like put that person outside. So the same way, the Torah says the mitzvah has to be sit outside the machna and calls him on his tummy. We also put him outside, put him away, because he did this chet of Lashon Hara that put other people away. Now the taira of a mitzvah is to bring him back inside the pnim. You want to bring him back inside b'terech Klal Yisrael. Therefore, a mitzvah needs also this avodah of putting the dam of the oshrim and putting the lug of the shemen of the lug to put on these three parts of the body, as if to say we are bringing you back inside. We are making your chitzonius, your outside, back into being pnim. So the outermost parts of your body, that's when we put these special things on, like to be mekarev you, to bring you back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now it's also very good what we said before, that the inyan, the tumas mitzvah only comes from a kohen, and the taira to make you purified, to make you clean, also only comes from a kohen. Why do we need a kohen to be mitayir the mitzvah? Is like this, because the kahanim, they are the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones that are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now a mitzvah was the pshat is we throw you away. We make you a chitzen, we make you far away from Klal Yisrael, because you did this chet of Lashon Hara. Now so therefore a kohen is the one that throws you away. Hu Adin, the one that makes you closer to being is mekarev you, the one that gives you the taira, could also only be a kohen, because a kohen is the pnim of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasha Giret, the reason why you need a kohen is because the mid of Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. He is the one that brings back Shalom and peace. Now by the Mitzvah, by speaking Lashon Hara, you cause to take away peace. You cause to cause fights between Klal Yisrael. Therefore the Matir, the Tshuva of Mitzvah has to come from a Kohen. Because the Kohen has the mid of Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom, he takes away the Chet of Lashon Hara, of any type of a Richak, any type of an argument you wanted to cause between Klal Yisrael, between one Jew and another Jew. That's what Lashon Hara caused. So the Taira Shabbai, the Tshuva Shabbai, has to come from a Kohen. Because he has this mid of Ayiv Shalom to run after peace, to be Mekarev people together, which is the opposite of Lashon Hara. Now, after all this, let's go back to the first Pasuk again, and we'll see the way the Kli Yoko learns the first Pasuk, that it fits in very nicely. And the second pasuk really. Then again, the parsha starts off again. These are the laws about a mitzvah. The yom toharosoi, the day he becomes tor, he becomes clean. For uvu ela kohen, he is brought to the kohen. Now the question of this pasuk is: first of all, he is not brought to the kohen, like we asked before, but rather like pasuk Gimel says, the yotzo hakohen el mechutz lamachane. The kohen has to first go outside the three machnois where the mitzvah is, and then the pasuk says, v'roho hakohen, the kohen should look at him. V'hine nirpo nego hatzaras min hatzaruah, and that it was healed up already. The nego, the leprosy, went away from the tzaruah. And then first with Tziva Kohen, the Kohen starts to make the whole process to make him tor. So why doesn't Pasuk Beis, when it starts off, it says, Zois tia teres ha-metzera b'yoyim tor rosai. These are the laws of a metzera the day he becomes tor. Like it's a stira. If we're still calling him a metzera, like it's mashma, what do you mean b'yoyim tor rosai? He's not tor. He has no cleanliness right now. It's first like the next Pasuk says, the Kohen first has to see that the nega got healed up, and then the Kohen goes to make the process of being Mitarim. But right now that Zois Tia Teres HaMetzera, he's still a Metzera, he's still 100% Metzera, what do you mean B'yoyim Tarosai? He's not Torah yet. And also, what does it mean V'hu V'ela Kohen? He's like brought to the Kohen. He's not brought to the Kohen. Rather, the Kohen, like the next Pasuk says, has to go out to see him. And he also goes to explain that the Lashon of Metzera means Moitzi Ra, he takes out bad, which means shemoitzi koro osoi hanistoros bekirbo elachutz. He takes all his bed that he has inside him, all his bed midas, and brings it out. Legales rosoi bekal. Everybody sees how bad he is. When you speak lashon hara, everybody sees that you're a baal lashon hara. You're talking bad about other people. So that's the lashon of a mitzvah, that you are taking out your badness lachutz outside. Everybody sees it. You're moitzi the ra. Now the shame of tzaras. That's the makkah, that's the sickness, that's the illness that you are getting. That's lashon of tzararo. The words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon you a lot of tzaras, a lot of pain, a lot of yisurim, that a person should realize you're doing something wrong to wake yourself up to start to do tshuva, to stop doing this bad maisim, these bad actions. So in other words, tzaras, that's the makkah, that's the illness that you are getting. And mitzara, that's the name of the person that is receiving it. So he says now that tzaras, the makkah, the illness, that causes the person, the mitzvah, to want to go to the kohen to lemavakesh mechila, like to find out the refuah, to find out how to heal himself. In other words, that means ladas musar haskel, to know exactly what to do. Like we always say, he should be mavakesh terim mesif se kohen, v'lias mitamid v'shal Aaron. In other words, he should come back to be from a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen, which was Oyev Sholem, V'roidev Sholem. And he should not try and send out his bad midos lachutz. That's the Indian of a Mitzvah. So he wants to explain this first pasuk very good, when it says, Zois Tia Teres HaMitzvah. Whereas this is the aloch is about a Mitzvah, B'yom Tarosai. B'yom Tarosai means the day he wakes up and wants to do tshuva, and realizes that he was doing something wrong, and that's why all this sorrows, all these bad pains came upon him. Now he wants a v'huvel kohen, means he goes to the kohen to do tshuva, to take away the chet milibay from his bad machshavas, the bad thoughts that he has. That's the beginning of becoming tohor. So that's what Pasuk Beis is talking about. That the mitzera wakes up and wants to become tohor, wants to go to the kohen, he wants the kohen like to come to him in order that he should learn how to do tshuva, how to become tohor. And after he has such a machshava, then first does the tzaras go away. Then first comes Pasuk Gimel that says that what happens really is that the kohen has to go out to the mitzvah and make sure now that the leprosy went away. Now when the nega goes away, now the kohen could pronounce him tor with all these next maisim of all the kabbonis and the things we have to do for him. So this is like we were saying before, that the Indian of a Mitzvah, like we throw him outside the Gimel Machnois, is because he brought his Ra, his badness out. Everybody sees outright how bad you are when you speak in this Lashon Hara, or when you have this Gasa Seruach, you are acting too high. So everybody sees it. That's called your Averis Bachutz outside, and we put you outside the three Machnois. And now when you want to become close again, come in, come to the Pnim, we have to bring him to the Kohen, that the Kohen, he's the Pnim of Klal Yisrael, he is the one that can mekarve you, bring you back, betoich Klal Yisrael. He's bring you back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to the Shechina. Alright, turn over. Now, in the Medrash Rab over here, there's a famous Medrash that starts off that says, on the Pasuk of Tehillim, in Pekpit Olam Adalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that the Pasuk says, Mi Hoish Hechofetz Chaim, who is the person that wants to have life? So the Medrash says that Maisa Baroich Lechot, there was a Maisa with a certain merchant, Shoyamachri Bayoris, he was going over through the cities, that was near Tipuri, and he used to proclaim, speak out, Man boy le mizven sam chayim. Who wants to buy a sam, a medicine of life? Is Rabbi Yannai heavy? Yes, Rabbi Yannai was sitting there. Rabbi Yannai went to him and told him, I want to buy this sam of chayim. Sell it to me. So the Reuch said, you don't need it. So he argued with him and says, no, yes, I do need it. So it says that the Reuch, the merchant, took out a sefer tilim. And Herulah, he showed him this posik that it says, Mi hoish shechofetz chayim. And he says, what does it say right after that? It says, that's what the Reuchel showed him. So if you want to have Chayim, watch your mouth, guard your tongue from speaking out bad, and go and do Toiv. So then Rabbi Yannai told him that Af Shleima Machriz V'yomer. Shleima Melech also said the same thing, that he said, somebody that watches, guides his tongue, watches himself from pain, from Tzoras Nafshay. And then the Medrash says that Rabbi Yannai said that Kol Yomai Hoyisikera HaPosek Azeh. All my life I also used to say this Posek of Tilim. And I didn't know what the Pshat of this Posek was. Until this Reuchel, this merchant came, and showed me Pshat this Posek. That Mirishach of Chaim. So therefore the Medrash ends off. Lefikoch Moshe Mazeres Yisrael. Therefore Moshe was teaching, was warning Klal Yisrael. V'yomelhem are telling them, Zois tia teras ha-metzera, means teras ha-moitzi shemra. This is the aloch, is about a moitzi shemra. Here's what the Medrash says. So Chura, it's very shver, this Medrash. Like, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yannai? What is the pshat he didn't know, pshat in this posik, until finally the Reuchel came and showed it to him and told him pshat. Like, what did the Reuchel tell him? All the Reuchel told him was that the posik says, Mi yesh echofetz chayim, and then the end of the posik says clearly, that Nitzol Lashoncha Meiro Usvosechem Adarbi Mirmo. Like that's all the Reichel told him. So why didn't he know this by himself? What did he learn from this Reichel? And also, why did the Reichel have to tell him, show me a Sefer Tehillim? Like, well, he knew it by Peh. Why wasn't it enough just to say out the Pusik? Why did he have to say, show me the Sefer Tehillim? And the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, he wants to explain like this, that really the Medrash ends off that the Reichel answered him and says, that the end of the Pasuk is Nitzol Lashoncha Meiro, Svasechem Adar B'Mirmo, and he ended off with the next Pasuk, that Tzur Meiro V'Yasei Toiv, turn away from evil and do good. That's where he ended off. So he wants to explain that the Pshat from this Reicha was, like everybody knows, that there's an Indian B'Shashi learning Torah, to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're doing mitzvahs, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what about when people leave the Torah? They leave doing mitzvahs, they're going to work, they're doing other things throughout the day. What about then? Then most people turn away from Hashem and they don't think about Hashem. And really it's not that way. Really there's an inyan of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that the whole day you're supposed to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of you. Even when you're being Isaac in Parnasa, you're doing Mekach HaMemcha, still you're supposed to be thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and doing it for the purpose of Avodas Hashem. We need Parnasa, we have to live, so that's why we're doing the Avodah. And really, the Ramban and Chumash says like that, on the Pasuk of Sheshes Yomim, Tavoid V'yosisa Kol Molachtecho, 6 days a week you should work and do whatever you have to do. So he says, Dahainu, Sheshes Yumei, means Yumei HaChol, the 6 weekdays, Tavoid Avoidas Barechom, Af V'yasiyas Kol Molachtecho, even when you're doing all your work, still you should be thinking in Avoidas Hashem, working for Hashem, because we can't do without that. That's what it says in Halacha, Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Samid. The whole day long you have to be thinking as if you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever we're doing for the sake of Hashem. If we have to do work, we have to make panasa, we're also thinking of Hashem then, and being dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wants to explain, that's what this Reichel wanted to go and teach the people. Like he wanted to, while he was going and selling things, while he was being Oisek and Mekach HaMemcher and selling and buying, when they were doing work, doing panasa, that's when he went out to tell people who wants to have life. He meant to tell them that even now, when we're doing business, still we have to think about Avodas Hashem, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when Rabbi Yannai came to ask him, give me the Chaim, he told him, you don't need it, because you're a Talmud Chacham, you stay the whole day by learning Torah, by doing mitzvahs, so you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. People like you I'm not talking about. I want to go and convince even people that do work, that go away from the Torah most of the day, that are Oisik and other things, Oisik and Gashmias. Still, even when you're doing your work, your Oisik and your Panos and your business, still you have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Still you have to do Avodas Hashem, to know whatever we're doing the whole day is Letzarech for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to give us Panos, to give us livelihood, in order that we could be able to do the mitzvahs. That's what he wanted to teach them. So finally, Rabbi Yannai forced him and said, no, still I want to know. So that's what he ended off. He said, give me the Sefer Tehillim, like I'll show you a new pshan this posik. The Ravada, the posik says, true, Nitzor l'shon chemeroa, watch yourself. But it ends off that, sur meroa v'yaseh toiv, which means go away from the bad and do good. He wants to say means, from sur meroa means even the bad that you are doing. The bad itself, don't think like, now I'm not learning, I'm not doing mitzvahs, it's automatically bad that has to stay to do bad. No. From the bad itself, yaseh toiv, make it to be good. Even when you're not holding by learning Torah, you're out there doing business, make that also the yaseh toiv. Make that also to be good. You're doing, thinking of Avodas Hashem then also. And that's the pshat from the end of the Medrash, that Moshe now told Klal Yisrael, Zois Torah HaMetzorah, we say this is the Torah of a Moitzi Ra. A Moitzi Ra means, like you did bad, you were talking Lashon Hara. Now while a person is Oisik doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, he doesn't talk Lashon Hara. It means while you were doing other things, not learning, you were not thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you went to speak Lashon Hara, do bad about somebody else. So on this, Moshe wanted to teach us there's a Torah Mitzvah, that even Bishash you are doing bad, and as you're not learning Torah, still there's halachas, how you're supposed to act. In other words, we're teaching you now, change over that Ra that you did, and make it into Toiv. Do tshuva, like we just learned the whole parasha. The Indian of a Mitzvah is we come to teach you that you did bad when you were not learning. You spoke Lashon Hara. And now we want to be Mesakin to make it good, that you should not speak any Lashon Hara. Like how was that? That you have to realize throughout the whole day, even when you were not actually learning and doing the mitzvahs, still you have to be close with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, that you will not come to talk Lashon Hara. Now in the Sefer Ber Moshe, he wants to explain the Medrash a little bit different. And he goes that really there's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah like this also. That the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Yutesim Abayis, the other Gemara says that Machriz Rabbi Alexandria. Rabbi Alexandria went out and cried out to people, Man Bo Yichai, who wants to have life? Man Bo Yichai. Is Kona V'yosa Kuli Yalma L'gabe? The whole world, everybody came to him and said, yes, we want to have life. What do you mean by having life? So he answers in the back and says, the apostle says, Mi Yoesha Chofet Chayim, who is the person that wants to have life? Is Netzor L'Shern Chemera, guide your tongue from speaking bad. So the other Gemara ends off, Shem Yoyim Roda, maybe a person would say, Netzarti L'Shern Yimera, true, I'm going to watch my tongue, I'm not going to say anything bad. But that's all. Eilach V'Yizgara B'Shina, the rest of the day I'll go to sleep, I won't bother anybody, I won't speak any Lashon Hara, I won't do any good either, but I'll just go to sleep. Talmud Leima, the other Gemara ends off, that the Pasuk says, Sur Meira V'Yaseh Toiv. Pasuk says, Sur Meira, go away from bed, V'Yaseh Toiv, and do good. And the Gemara ends off, Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Toiv, good, means learning Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lechem, Torosi Al Tazoivu. That's what the Gemara ends off. So the Be'er Moshe wants to say that this Medrash, the Reichel really was Rebbe Alexandria. It's really the same Maisa Kamat. And what he wanted to teach us was another point, that if somebody wants to have life, true, the Pasuk says, Mi Yesha Chofetz Chaim, Nitzor L'Shern Chemero, watch yourself from doing bad. Don't speak anything bad. But the chiddush is, that alone is not enough. It's not enough just not to do bad, just to watch yourself. There's something more to it. There's the asei toiv. You have to do good also, like we say. Kilekev toiv means sur meiro v'asei toiv, which means Torah. You have to go to learn Torah. It's not enough just to stop doing bad. You can't just sleep the whole day, but you have to do good. And that's what this Reichel explained to Rabbi Yannai. And there was, of course, Rabbi Yannai knew this Pasuk beforehand, but he didn't know the exact pshat in the Pasuk. But the Pasuk starts off, Mihoish Shechofetz Chaim. Who is the person that desires life? So what does life mean? Life doesn't just mean not to die, to be alive, but Oyhev Yomim Liras Toiv. Who is the person that wants to see good? In other words, you want to have a good life, not just time to be alive. So the same thing, guide your tongue, make sure you don't do anything bad, but don't just stop right there, but go further. Sur meiro v'yaseh toiv. You have to end off by doing good. By learning Torah, that's the samachayim. That's what keeps us alive. So there's two parts. There's the part of keeping yourself away from trouble, not to do ra, not to speak lashon hara, and that alone is not enough. But the secondly is v'yaseh toiv, go to learn Torah. And that could be pshat when the Medrash ends off, that's what Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Zois Tia Teras HaMetzera, means Teras HaMetzi Shema. This is the Torah about someone that spoke out bad. So the pshat from the Pasuk is, Zois Tia Teras HaMetzera, or Metzera is someone that spoke out bad, did the Averis. And now it's B'yom Torosai. It's the day he wants to do tshuva, he wants to repent. But it's not enough just to stop, not to speak Lashon Hara anymore. But rather, Zois Tia Teras HaMetzorim. This is the halachas. This is the inyan, what you have to do. You have to now sit down to learn Torah. You have to be Yasek BaTorah, like the Gemara Nerechin says, that the refuah for Metzorah, for Lashon Hara, is Yasek BaTorah. Like Mar Peloshin is Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim Hilo Machazikim Bo. It's not enough just to Sur Meira, but you also have to be Zois Tia Teras HaMetzorah. You have to sit down now to learn Torah to start to do good again. Now the next thing the Parsha Metzora talks about, after Revi talks about Vedaber Hashem Moshe V'Yalar V'Leimor Ki Savoyu El Eretz Kenan, when you come into Eretz Yisrael Asher Ani Noisim Lechem Lachuzom V'Nosati Nege Tzoras Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem. There's such a loch of a nega, this sign of leprosy comes upon the house. Then it says the whole loch is, what do we do with such a house? That a voice loy habayis vehigul lakoyin leimor kenega nearly vaboyis. You have to go to the koyin and you have to tell him that I see a nega, I see this sign in my house. So pasuk says uvoash loy habayis. It comes to the person that the house belongs to him. And on this, the Gemara in Yuma dashins that obo loy. In other words, one of the reasons why a nega tzaras comes upon the bayis is because you have a tzarasayin. That means that you hold everything belongs to you. You don't give it away to anybody else. That misha miyachad beisay loy. That means shein roitzol hashor kelim lacherim. You don't want to lend out your kelim to anybody else. You only keep it for yourself. So for being stingy, for having the tzoras ayin, you have this machla neger kenegan midam. Hashem puts a neger in your house. And who adin the gemara in erech? It also says like this that nige batim comes al tzoras ayin. People that are stingy don't lend out things. That's why Hashem gives the nega on the bayis. Now really there's a plukta in Midrashim, because Rashi says a little different story like that. Rashi says in the Pasuk before that it says, V'nosati nega tzaras. What does it mean, V'nosati I will give? So Rashi brings down from the Medrash Rabbah, it says, V'suri hi lohem. It's like good news to you. Sha'negoyim boyim aleyim. Why? Because the goyim before hid a lot of treasures in the middle of the walls of the house. All the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, the amaroyim were hiding treasures in the house. Now that you have a nega, you have to break the wall, and when you break down the wall, you'll find the treasures. Here it's mashma that the Indian to have a nega babayis is something good for Klal Yisrael. It likes to help you find the treasures that were hidden there from before. And the Das Eskenim of Balatoysis also says in this pasuk that it says v'nosati, and he says omalem akorosh bochu liYisrael, ruma benechem numatolim. Look how I treat you different than I treat the goyim. Kishein choitim, when a goy does something wrong, ani malke lohem behem tchila. First I go to punish them, their bodies, I punish them themselves. V'yachakach babateim, and then I destroy the houses. Shenem, like it says by Paro, v'yenag Hashem is Paro, first Hashem put a plague upon Paro, and then it says on the batim, aval atem, mashenkem baklai Yisrael, im chatosem, if you do something wrong, v'ateicham ani malke tchila. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmonas on us. He won't hurt our body. He'd rather first hurt our bayis, our house. Shenemar, v'nosati neged tzoras b'bayis eretz achozatzim. V'chi ma chotu eitzim b'yavonim? What did the bayis do wrong? Like, why does the bayis deserve to have a plague? What did they do wrong? What did the wood and stones do wrong? Elikidei, it's only for the purpose, she'yiru v'yichu musar, that the Yisrael, the owner, should take musar to see what's going on here. That he sees that something happened to his house is the pshat, that he did something wrong, and he should learn to correct himself. He says, "V'chein ato moitzik kishachotu Yisrael, v'rots HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligloisom, hevi sancheriv akol umais, kedei shiiru Yisrael v'yasa tshuva." The same thing when Sancheriv came to destroy Yerushalayim, first he conquered the rest of the world, like did the Jews should do tshuva to realize something's going to happen to them. And then, if they didn't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Yerushalayim. And that's the same thing the bias goes. The first is the nega on the bias. If you do tshuva, good. If you don't do tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the nega on the godev, on your clothing. If you don't do tshuva then finally at the end, Hashem puts the nega on the body. He gives a tzaras on the person's body itself. So we see from here the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're always saying, even when Hashem does give us punishment, does give us yisurim, it's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make us do toiv. He wants to make us do good. And even the Yisurim that he gives us b'deras rachmonis. He has pity on us. And first he starts off the easy way, just making the house have to be knocked down the wall. And if that doesn't help, then the beged, and then the body at the end. But it's all with rachmonis that Hashem Ikka wants us to do good. But the Chura, we started off, there's little stira, two different ways of learning pshat here by the neg of the bias. First, the pasuk with the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Erechon's Mashman comes because you did things wrong. You had tzaras ayin. You were stingy. You didn't act nice to other people. And then Rashi brings down, it's a besura toiva, like it's good news, because of this tzaras, we're going to have to break down the house, and we're going to find the hidden treasuries. So here it's a stira here. So one way you can learn is, like we're learning all along, that true, of course it starts off with inyu, we did a chet, we did something wrong. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings this machla on us. Now if we do tshuva, we are repent. So when we do tshuva, that takes away the ra, and now mamela we deserve to get tzchar. So therefore we'll find these treasures hidden in the bayis. Like both things come out of it. By doing the tshuva, by repenting, then true, we deserve to get reward. Other way to learn is that there are two different types of people. By a tzaddik, he got a neger maybe just mainly that he should find the treasures. Mashenkin, by the Rishoyim, by the wicked people, they got the tzaras on the bayis, and they had to knock down the wall, and by them they did not find any treasure. For them was just because they did the chatoyim, they were tzaras ayin, they were stingy, they didn't lend out things to other people. They didn't lend the house out, they didn't lend the kelim out, that's why they deserve to get this einish back. Now even though the way we're saying now, l'chura, the Torah is written the wrong way, we're saying now that first comes the nega upon the bayis. Then if you don't do tshuva, comes the nega upon your clothing. Then if you don't do tshuva, finally last, the biggest einish comes upon the guf itself. Now how come in the Torah, in the Seder of Mitzrayim, in Sazria, it says the opposite way. First the Pasha, the Torah talks about the nega that comes upon ba'or b'sarai, upon your skin. Then it talks about the nega that comes upon your clothing. And then at the end, this parasha now first talks about the nega that comes upon the bayis. Just the opposite way around. Shabbina Bechaya wanted says that like teaches us that really, really when we do the chatoyim, we deserve to get a big einish right away. Really the Midas Adin says you should get the nega right away upon your body. But it's only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on us, like a father has on his child, and he changes it around. So the Torah has come to teach us this. So we have to have a Koros HaToyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize, like we learned before, that even when Hashem does give us a punishment, still He gives it with rachmonis, with kindness, and He has rachmonis on us. not with the midas adin the way we really deserve it. And really, the way we're saying the whole union of this mitzvah of tzaras is really a chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu does to Klal Yisrael. And really, the union of the nega that's in the bayis and the nega that's on the begodim, that was only by the Ummah Yisrael. That was only found by Jews. By the goyim, there was never such a thing as a nega on the bayis or nega on the clothing. Only there was a nega on the guf. They had an union of leprosy. But I quote one of the union of the nega by a bayis and the union of the nega on the clothing was only by Klal Yisrael. And the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be nizer, to watch yourself, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to have gasas haruach. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does extra special things with us, that we should come back to do taif. We should not do ra. Hashem's careful with us. That's where in us He gives this union of a nega upon the bayis, a nega upon the clothing, to teach us, to wake us up, that we should be machzal taif. And like we spoke about before, in this inya of the neg of a bias, there was also tremendous taif involved. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to get the treasures that the goyim hid there in the houses. Now the Sfasemis wants a little chiddushim. That was saying by the posik of Ki Savor Eleretz Kenana Shani Noisin Lachem Lachuzu Benasati Neg Tzaras. Like Rashi says, "Mitzati neged tzaras." Rashi said again, "B'sayri hilahem." It's good news to you. Shana goyim boy aleim. Lefishet minu amaroyim atamoyniyos shelzov v'kiros batayim. Kol aboyim shona. And now you knock it down with the nega, and you find it. So he wants to say the pshat is that the tire is that the goyim, when they build up the houses, avad they build it up with tuma. They are oisik in tuma and they are avoid zora. They were metam Eretz Yisrael. Now when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, by doing the mitzvahs, they have a kayak to be mitaher Eretz Yisrael, to metama the tumah. So that's the pshat also from this negam, that the goyim, they put the tumah into the bayis. Now when Klal Yisrael, if they we do chatoyim, we also have tumah in ourselves. But there are halachis, when we do the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs, when we do the halachis of the bayis, when we do the mitzvahs, we are matari the bayis. We are matari the tumah. That was the chiddush here, that when we came into Eretz Yisrael through doing the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, we have the kayach to be metayer Eretz Yisrael, to take out all the tumah, and that tumah gufa changes into kedusha, like nirpa hanega, we are metayer the nega, and that's the inyan why it talks about right away at the end of the parasha of Mitzvah talks about tumas odom, tumas zav, tumas nida, tumas bakeri. These are also tumas that come out of the person, and their halach is how we are metayer ourselves. That doing through the mitzvahs, we have a kerach to change over the inyan of tumah to the inyan of taira. And this is the tremendous thing we were zeicha by coming into Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we get by the doing the mitzvahs, we have a kerach to change over the kerach of tumah into the kerach of taira. Another thing we see from this parashah is the base Eretz Achuzaschem, that though inyan of negoyim was only b'shat Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. And the pshat is, like we always say, Eretz Yisrael, that's the Mokom Ashchina, that's the Mokom close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, the more close we are to Hashem, then like we're shining in front of Hashem, any little speck of Averi we have shines out. Like the Indian of the Goyim come because there's a speck of an Averi inside us. There's some Tum inside us. And this little speck of an Averi, when you look at it very carefully with a nice big light, it shines out. So B'Shas Klal Yisrael was closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina was there. Then for any little chet, came out, there was a nega, either in the bias, either in the skin, either in the clothing. There was this spot of light that came out, the fleck that was there. But now that we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the Kedusha anymore, so the little chatoim we have don't stick out so much anymore. Because we have a little more richik, we're a little far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Eina Chanami, the more closer a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more dovek he is, he has to be worried to keep himself more clean, to make sure even the small averis he don't do, to make sure his neshama is clean as much as possible. Like the more chashev we are, the more a person is dovek in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more Torah he learns, the more close he becomes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more and more you have to make sure that you are clean through and through, and there should not be any small negoyim here. And that's b'chlal so inyan of Torah here, that when we do have some tumor on ourselves, we have to work on ourselves to bring ourselves to Torah shleima. That's all these parshas of the different type of tumas. There's tumas of an adam, tumas of an isha, different tumas that there's halachas, how to be metari yourself. And say that we have to work on this inyan of We have to do the good to try and be metayer ourselves, that the ma'isim toivim should shine out, and that should be the light of the person. That should bring closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop here.